愿大家平安。
Peace be with you all.
我们最近在读雅各书。
So recently we've been reading the book of James.
这个是教会的目标。
So this is part of the goal of the church.
我们希望我们大家能够跟着教会的读经进度来读圣经。
So we hope that everyone is able to read and progress in the reading the Bible through our annual schedule.
那一天一章。
So one chapter a day.
大概三年多一点点，圣经就会读一遍。
Then that will mean that we should be able to read the entire Bible in about 3 years.
那圣经读一遍以后，我们对神的认识会更清楚。
Now once we read the Bible at least once, then we will have a deeper understanding of our God.
那我们最近在读雅各书。
So recently we've been reading the book of James.
我们来看雅各书的第二章。
So let's turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章的第五节。
James chapter 2 verse 5.
第二章第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
请读。
Verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren. Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?
这段圣经啊，在提到有时候人常常会重富轻贫。
So here,It talks about sometimes we value the rich more than the poor.
所以即使在教会里面，对一个很富有的人来讲，我很热心的接待，你坐在这个最好的位置。
So perhaps within a church, when someone wealthy comes along, we might say, let's sit in the good seat over here.
那对一个贫穷人来讲，我们大概就不是很注意。
But then we may ignore the poor person.
但是到了第五节。
But in verse 5,
这里说神不是拣选世上的贫穷人吗？
Here it says, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in his kingdom?
人是看重富有的人。
So people usually value those who are rich.
那神是看重贫穷的人。
But God values the poor.
那这样我们就问一个问题，那神是公义吗？
So that leads to the question, is God just?
我本来就是父母就很有钱，给我很多钱，那神就不看重我吗？
So I was born wealthy, so does that mean that God doesn't look upon me well?
或者说神给我有能力，我赚很多钱，这样神就不要我吗？
Or perhaps God has given me the ability to earn a lot of money, does that mean that God hasn't chosen me?
因为这里讲神拣选世上贫穷人。
But here it says that God has chosen the poor of this world.
那到底这个贫穷什么意思？
So what does being poor mean?
这个难道说我们要信耶稣一定要物质上很缺乏才能信吗？
Does it mean that we have to be lacking in all material goods to be able to believe?
如果我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第五章开始在提到神国里面的八福。
So Matthew chapter 5 records the Beatitudes.
第五章第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3.
马太五章三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这里第一福就是要得到天国。
So the firstblessing is that you will receive the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国就是神的国。
So the kingdom of heaven is God's kingdom.
活在地上跟神的国有份这是极大的恩典。
And this is such a great blessing to be able to have a part in God's kingdom while living on this earth.
但是得到这个恩典有一个条件。
But there is a condition.
所以第三节第一句话说虚心的人有福。
So verse 3 begins, blessed are the poor in spirit.
如果我们读英文再回来就是心灵贫穷的人有福。
So those who are poor in spirit.
所以我们回到雅各书第二章神拣选贫穷人主要是指着心灵贫穷的人。
So going back to James chapter 2 verse 5, when God chooses the poor, he's choosing the poor, those who are poor in spirit.
但是心灵贫穷有时候跟物质上的贫穷是有关系的。
But sometimes being poor in spirit is also correlated with being poor physically.
因为如果一个人物质上比较缺乏一般他的心灵都比较贫穷，比较容易接受信仰。
Because oftentimes those who are actually poor materialistically also tend to be more poor in spirit and more willing to receive the gospel.
那有时候人物质上丰富以后，心灵就会失去贫穷的状态。
But when someone lives in prosperity, they often lose that heart of being poor.
所以对神就觉得没有神，我也会活得很好。
So they come to think that. They could live just fine without God.
因此 在箴言里面有一个人叫雅古尔，他祷告，向神祷告。
So there is a man named. There is a man who pray who prays in the book of Proverbs.
他说：“求神不要让我太富足。”
He says, he prays that God does not give him too much.
也不要让我太贫穷。
Nor too little.
这个祷告可能跟我们大家祷告不太一样。
So this prayer is probably a little different from our prayer.
我们都是祷告神啊，你给我很多很多很富足。
We probably pray for prosperity.
那他为什么这样祷告？
But why does he pray like so?
因为如果很贫穷就很难守道。
Because if he is too poor, then he is very hard to uphold the truth.
我们就会说谎，有时候就会去骗人，因为生活有问题。
Because if we have trouble existing, then we might lie or we might steal.
但是如果很富足，也会有问题。
But on the other hand, if we are very prosperous, we may lead to other problems.
就跟其他很富足的人一样，我不需要神，我活得很好。
Because you may think, I live just fine without God.
所以这里讲神拣选贫穷人，主要是指着心灵贫穷。
So here it says that God chose the poor in this world, as in those who are spiritually poor.
但是有的人外在很富足，但是心灵很贫穷，他也可以得到这个恩典。
Now there are those who are physically prosperous, but also spiritually poor. Those people can be chosen.
所以在主耶稣传道的路程，也有一些财主，像亚利马太的约瑟，他也是做神国的门徒。
So Jesus encountered some people who were very prosperous in this world, like Joseph and Arimathea.
然后在《使徒行传》里面讲那个伊索比亚的太监。
And there was also the Ethiopian eunuch in the book of Acts.
他是总管银库的。
He was someone who guarded the king's purse.
但是他的心灵也很贫穷。
But his spirit was poor.
所以他专程到耶路撒冷要去听神的话。
He went to Jerusalem to listen to the word of God.
所以神就拣选他。
And that's why God chose him.
来得到神的国。
To receive his kingdom.
因此如果我们的心灵贫穷，我们是有福的。
So, if we are poor in spirit, then we will be blessed.
那这个福气是什么？
So, what is the blessing?
如果我们回来看雅各书二章的五节。
Let's turn back to James chapter 2, verse 5.
要叫他们在信上富足。
That they will be rich in faith.
因为信耶稣而变成很富足。
So, they will become rich because of their faith.
那有时候我们常常想，我信耶稣，工作也一样，收入也一样，这个圣经节好像不太应验。
So sometimes we may think, I've come to believe, but then my job's the same, my life's the same, so it doesn't seem like this verse applies.
那主要是说，这里讲信上富足是讲什么？
So here, what does it mean to be rich in faith?
是不是我受洗以后，我银行存款越来越多？
Does it mean that my bank account, will increase when I come to believe?
首先我们来看主耶稣来世界带给我们什么。
So let's first look at what Jesus Christ brought to this world.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的十四节。
1 verse 14.
第一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们再看十七节。
And then verse 17.
Yeah.
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
这个十七节说，律法是借着摩西传的。
Verse 17 says, for the law was given through Moses.
恩典跟真理是由耶稣基督来。
But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
这里为什么要把摩西跟耶稣摆在一起呢？
So why is Moses being put next to Jesus Christ here?
因为摩西的律法本来是好的。
Because the law of Moses was originally good.
但是你要守每一条才能称义。
But you needed to uphold every single law to be considered righteous.
但是如果犯了一条就是罪人。
So, if you fail to abide by any one law, then you are a sinner.
那一生如果犯一条也是罪人。
And if you only sin once in your entire life, you are still a sinner.
那罪人就不能得救了。
And a sinner cannot be saved.
所以律法是好的，但是律法没有办法救人。
The law was good, but the law cannot save.
因为人有罪性，人有软弱。
Because man has a sinful nature.
那这样人就没有希望了吗？
That being the case, there will be no hope.
恩典跟真理是由耶稣基督来。
Now, grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣带给我们恩典。
Jesus Christ brought grace.
那恩典是什么？
What is grace?
啊，现在不是看我的行为在律法上有多完全，所以主耶稣才要救我。
It is no longer, our salvation is no longer depending on our, how our actions uphold the law.
啊，可能在摩西的律法上，每一条我都是罪人。
Perhaps we may be deemed a sinner based on every law.
啊，但是这个并不等于啊，神不要我。
That does not mean that God has not chosen us, does not want us.
愿意相信耶稣是我的救主。
Rather, we come to believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
相信在神的面前我有罪。
We believe that we are a sinner before Christ.
接受洗礼。
And we receive baptism.
主耶稣的宝血就洁净我的罪。
Then his blood will wash atone and atone for our sin.
我就被称义。
And we will be called righteous.
我就变成神的儿子。
Then we become the child of God.
这个就是恩典。
That is grace.
不是靠行为。
It is not by our actions.
乃是靠主耶稣的救恩，他的宝血让我们称义。
But rather by his salvation and his blood that we are called righteous.
啊，所以啊，在信上富足，就是在恩典上富足。
So to be rich means that we are rich in grace.
那这个恩典的第一步就是罪得赦免。
And the first grace is that our sin is forgiven.
哦，那罪得赦免以后，我们就可以重新进到伊甸园里面。
And once our sins are forgiven, then we can once again re-enter the Garden of Eden.
当神造人的时候
，When God created man,
第一个，神用他的形象造人。
He created him in his likeness.
第二个，神赐福给人。
Second, he blessed him.
这两点哦，非常重要。
These two points are important.
哦，但是人犯罪以后。
But once man sinned
离开了神,
and left God,
这个两个都没有了,
they lost these two things.
啊, 活在神的咒诅里面,
he lived under God's curse.
啊, 人失去神的形象,
and he lost the likeness of God.
啊, 那现在我们罪得赦免,
today, our sins have been forgiven.
啊, 所以, 啊, 我们又可以回到神的面前,
we can once again return to Jesus Christ.
来享受亚当还没有犯罪以前神给他的祝福。
We can enjoy the blessings that God had once given Adam before he sinned.
哦，所以基督徒要不要努力？
So as Christians, do we need to work hard?
当然要努力。
Of course.
所以安息日在讲六日要劳碌做工。
So, 6 days we must toil and labor.
哦，你要享受安息日，六日要劳碌做工。
If you are to enjoy Sabbath, you need to first labor for 6 days.
所以人有人应该尽的本分。
So, man must do his what he needs to do.
但是信跟不信差在哪里？
So, what's the difference between belief and unbelief?
我们劳碌做工以后啊，其他我们做不到的，就神用他的恩典来补足。
So, we work to our within our capacity and what we are short of, God's grace will fill.
啊，因此我们劳力做工以后，你就可以得安息，不需要再挑重担、忧虑、忧愁很多。
So once we do our work, then we can have rest, and we don't have to be burdened by all the work.
就有平安跟喜乐，这个就是恩典。
Then we will have peace and joy. That is a grace.
哦，所以我们在世为人，不是靠人的聪明，乃在乎神的恩典。
So we are not here to based on our own will. And
不是靠人的聪明,
it is not by our own wisdom.
啊, 乃是在乎神的恩典,
but rather by God's grace.
啊, 有一次我在一个地方, 啊, 帮忙圣工,
so once I was helping out with holy work,
啊, 我看一个姐妹, 两个礼拜都没有来,
I noticed that a sister hadn't been at church in the last 2 weeks.
哦, 那个礼拜六就来了,
and then she showed up.
她就告诉我,
and she told me,
好几个礼拜前啊, 她发生一个很大的车祸。
She said, a couple of weeks ago, I had a really bad car accident.
啊, 她要过, 啊, 要过那个红绿灯的时候,
she was about to cross the light.
啊, 有一个年轻人啊, 就加速, 啊, 把她撞到了她。
A young person sped up and collided in her.
啊, 那她这个被那个车子撞到以后, 她人飞起来到5-6尺这么高。
And she flew up probably 5-6 feet.
啊，然后头先下地，撞到那个泥土地，啊不，那个水泥地。
And she fell back down onto the concrete head first.
啊，他家的人都说啊，这个人大概死定了。
And her family figured that she was dead.
他说很奇妙啊。
But miraculously.
哦，他起来以后虽然有流血。
And she got up. She was bleeding.
哦，后来被送到医院去。
She was sent to the hospital.
啊，医生怎么检查？检查说什么连一个骨都没有折断。
But the doctor examined her and she didn't break one bone.
所以过了一两个礼拜休养又来回教会，什么都好好的。
That's why she rested for 2 weeks and then came back to church and everything is all good.
这个就是神的恩典啊。
That is God's grace.
你要过红绿灯，当然有人的本分，你要看好。
Of course, but within human capacity, we need to look at the light before crossing the crosswalk.
但是谁要撞你，这个你没有办法控制的。
But we have no control over who wants to come and hit you.
这神就用他的恩典来保护他，保守他。
And at this moment, God uses his grace to protect you.
过了不久久，他的母亲就在见证。
So not long after, her mother testified.
他差不多五六年前就验了有肝癌。
So about 5-6 years ago, she had been diagnosed with kidney cancer. Liver cancer.
Yeah. 如果一个人没有胆还可以活，没有肝是活不了。
So a person can live without a gallbladder, but a person can't live without a kidney.
那六年后她还活着。
6 years later, she's still alive.
这个不是神的恩典吗？
Is that not God's grace?
所以真的我们相信神有他的恩典。
So we believe that God has His grace.
过了几天，换他女儿在见证。
Couple days later, the daughter testified.
所以有一次她肚子痛得很厉害。
She said once she had a really bad stomach ache.
又是周末，家里的事情很忙。
And it was the weekend, everybody was really busy.
到礼拜一才去看医生。
So she waited till Monday to go to the doctor.
那个医生说你盲肠已经破了。
The doctor said your appendix has burst.
但是不能开刀。
We can't operate on you.
你现在开刀你整个腹部都会感染。
Because your entire abdomen area would be infected if we operate now.
那个医生跟他这个 X 光看一看说你那个盲肠被你的油包住了。
So the doctor looked at the X-ray and says that your appendix has been surrounded by your fat tissues.
所以你就吃消炎药。
So we can take antibiotics.
所以他吃了几天那个消炎过去了，他现在没有开刀，人活得好好。
And so she took the medication for a couple of days, and her inflammation went down, and she's still living.
所以一家三个人，从妈妈、女儿到他的孙女，三个人都身上都有神的恩典。
So the mother, the daughter, and the granddaughter all have God's experience God's blessing.
我在教会里面每一次聚会。都看到他的家族。
And I see their entire family every time I go to church.
一共合起来大概二三十个人。
Maybe 20 some people together.
每个人都来聚会。
They all come to church.
这个是很感谢神啊。
And really thank God.
就因为常常亲近神，神与他们同在，所以神的恩典很多。
Because they constantly draw near to God, then God blesses them.
这个叫做信上富足。
And that is to be prosperous in your faith.
生活中有很多神的恩典。
Because there is God's grace present in your life.
那第二接下去就说，在恩典真理上充充满满有真理。
And to be filled with the truth.
为什么真理这么重要？
So what's the importance of truth?
真理是我们对每一件事情最后的答案。
Because truth is the ultimate answer to questions.
所以知识很重要。
So it's important to have knowledge.
你如果跟一个医生在谈话来看一个人的肉体，跟一个没有知识人在看一个人的病，这个讲法是不一样的。
So if you were to talk to a doctor about someone's physical condition versus talking to someone uneducated about someone's physical condition, the conversation would be very different.
因为他有知识。
Because one person has knowledge.
他知道人体的构造，他知道人体的运作。
He knows human anatomy and human function.
所以他可以讲得出来，这个是什么情况，这个要怎么来治疗。
So this person will know what condition is being experienced and how to treat it.
但是我们的一生有很多问题。
But we have lots of problems in our lives.
只有真理才能够帮助我们了解得很清楚。
And it takes truth to understand.
人从哪里来？
Where did we come from?
人要往哪里去？
Where are we going?
人活着，要做什么？
What are we doing?
人生真正的盼望是什么？
What's our ultimate hope?
人内心真正的满足从哪里来？
Where does true satisfaction come from?
人要怎么才能够改变自己？
How do we transform ourselves?
婚姻怎么才能够幸福？
How do we have a good marriage?
在这个世界上没有答案的。
There's no answer here.
你回到答案在圣经里面。
The answer is in the Bible.
啊，所以我们越认识圣经的真理。
So the more that we understand the truth that is resides in the Bible.
我们越了解我们要怎么活的一个正确的人生。
Then we the more we will understand how to live an appropriate life.
那我们的人生就会越来越少问题。
Then we will experience fewer problems.
啊，因为我们是照着神给我们的手册来生活。
Once we live according to God's manual.
啊，这个手册就是他的话。
The manual is his word.
所以有时候我们在看为什么人一大堆问题。
So sometimes we wonder how come people have all sorts of problems.
你可以把它分析到最后只有一个结论。
And if you try to analyze, you only come to one conclusion.
他对真理不懂。
This person doesn't understand the truth.
所以他的价值观，他在做决定，他人生的方向不是用真理来引导。
So he is not guided by the truth in his value judgments and his decisions of life.
所以问题一大堆。
And that's why he gets into all sorts of problems.
所以信上富足就是让我们有很充足认识神的知识，来过一个神所喜悦的生活。
So being rich in faith means that you know how to live a life that is pleasing to God.
这个是非常非常重要。
This is very important.
好，那我们现在再来看信上富足的第二个意思。
The second meaning that lies in being rich in faith.
我们来看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter
1. 彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第三节跟第四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
请读。
Verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这个地方讲神又将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
So God has given us abundant mercy.A living hope through the resurrection of Christ.
第四节，又宝贵又极大的应许。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade.
Yeah. 第四节哈，彼得后书一章四节，后书。请你读。
彼得后书二章
一章四节，
一章四节。Okay, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, by which has been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这里讲又宝贵又极大的应许。
So this precious, great and precious promise.
应许是什么？
What is a promise?
应许就是神答应要给我们的福气。
So the promise is the blessing that God has agreed to give us.
那神到底答应什么给我们
？So what has God agreed to?
第一个，神要帮助我们脱离从情欲来的败坏。
So first, He has promised to release us from our nature.
情欲来的败坏。
He has helped us escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Lust. 这个情欲就是罪性。
So this lust meaning our sinful nature.
所以带有肉体就有罪性。
So our physical selves contains a sinful nature.
那罪性很强。
And the sinful nature is strong.
有时候比良心还强。
It is sometimes stronger than our conscience.
所以良心知道对，你不一定不会去做，不一定做得出来。
Just because our conscience knows better doesn't mean that we will act accordingly.
良心知道不对，你不一定不会去做，因为罪性比较强。
So our conscience may tell us that it's wrong, but our sinful nature is being stronger.
但是神要帮助我们，特别是用圣灵的能力，让我们脱去罪性。
So God, with the help of the Holy Spirit, will help us escape our lustful, sinful nature.
下面就是跟神的性情有份。
And that we will become partakers of His divine nature.
这个叫做信上富足。
And that's what it means to be rich in faith.
就是跟神的性情有份。
That we have a part in His likeness.
因此人性一定要改变，我们才有希望。
We need to change our human nature in order to have hope.
有时候我们看婚姻合不来。
So sometimes there may be marriage discord.
这个要怎么去改变？
Well, how do you deal with that?
到最基本还是个性要改变。
Well, it has, you have to go back to the basis. You have to change your personality.
哦，但是个性和改变这么简单呢？不是这么简单。
But is it that easy to change your personality? It's not.
啊，一直到我们得到了救恩。
Only when we receive salvation.
我们知道是可以改变的。
Then we realize that it can change.
啊，有的人说我就是没有办法改变。
Some people will say I can't change.
如果他没有信耶稣，这是对的。
If they don't believe in Jesus Christ, then what they're saying is right.
如果他信耶稣，这是不对的。
But if they do believe in Jesus Christ, then what they say is wrong.
怎么不能改变？主耶稣可以改变你。
What do you mean you can't change? Jesus Christ can change you.
主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Jesus Christ says I am the true vine.
你就是枝子。
You are a branch.
啊，葡萄树如果枝子没有结在葡萄过树，就没有办法结果子。
Unless the branch is connected to the vine, it will not bear fruit.
为什么我们信耶稣不能改变
？So why can't we change if we believe in Jesus Christ?
因为这个枝子没有跟主耶稣连在一起。
It is because the branch is not connected to the vine.
有时候我们想，有啊，我每个礼拜都来聚会啊。
And we may say, oh, we do. We come to church every week.
对，来聚会是肉体坐在这里。
Well, you come to church, you're physically here.
但是我们的心，我们的生命要跟主耶稣连在。
But is our heart, is our mind connected to Jesus Christ?
如果我们的心真的跟主耶稣连在一起
，If our heart is truly connected to Jesus Christ,
主耶稣说，这个枝子在葡萄树上就要多结果子。
Then Jesus Christ says, then if we are connected, then the branch will bear abundant fruit.
就要把那个真葡萄树的果，这个生命把它活出来。
This branch will live out the life of Christ.
就是要把主耶稣的生命活出来。
And we will live out the Christ of Jesus Christ.
那这个结果是很自然的。
And the bearing of fruit will come naturally.
你能够勉强一个葡萄结果子吗
？Can you force a vine, a branch to bear fruit?
没有办法。
You can't.
但是你可以勉强葡萄树不结果子吗
？Can you force a branch to not bear fruit?
也没有办法。
You can't.
时间到，它生命成熟，它就结果子。
When time is right and they have grown, then they will bear fruit.
哦，因为神要让我们生命丰盛。
Jesus Christ wants us to live an abundant life.
让我们的生命跟神的性情有份。
He wants us to have a part in Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我们自然就会改变。
And then we will naturally change.
一旦罪性被拿掉，神性充满。
And once we remove our sinful nature, then we will be filled in the likeness of Christ.
我们就过新的生活。
We will begin living a new life.
哦，所以圣经说，若有人在基督里
，So if anyone is in Jesus Christ,
他就是新造的人。
Then he is a new man.
旧事已过。
His old self is gone.
都变成新的。
We have all become new.
啊，所以如果有一对夫妻常常都在提到过去的两个怎么吵架，两个怎么恩怨。
So if a couple constantly talks about the past grievances,
他还没有完全进到基督的生命里面。
It means that they have not fully entered the life of Jesus.
如果进到主耶稣的爱里面。
Once they enter the love of God,
或者让主耶稣的爱充满在我们里面。
Or once they allow God's love to fill them,
爱是不计算人的恶。
Then love does not count the wrongs of others.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love will not have you counting your own benefits.
啊，爱是不喜欢不义。
Love does not like injustice.
爱是只喜欢真理。
Love only likes justice.
这个婚姻是不一样的。
And it's a different type of marriage.
啊，所以虽然有时候神在物质上、肉体上祝福我们很多。
So even though God may have blessed us physically,
但是有一些个性问题不是这些祝福能够解决的。
There are still some personality issues that these physical blessings cannot fix.
有一些个性问题是要在神的性情上有份才能够解决。
It takes us having a part in Christ for us to change these personality flaws.
所以这个应许，当我们用实际的行动去追求，这个应许就会实现。
So if we seek these promises, then we will receive.
因此，我们要在信上富足。
So we need to be rich in faith.
也就是在生活上有实际的改变。
We need to have visible transformations in our lives.
神的性情要充满我们。
And God's likeness will fill us.
当我们体验到这种改变，我们才知道，在主耶稣要给我们，真是又宝贵又极大。你是世界上找不到的，是钱买不到的。
Once we experience these transformations, when we can see what priceless gift God is giving us.
好，那信上富足的第三个意义。
So the third meaning of being rich in faith.
好，我们现在看彼得后书同样第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 again.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
十一节。
Verse 11.
彼得后书第一章十一节，请。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这里讲我们要丰丰富富进入永远的国。
So we will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior.
这个永远的国不是在地上。
This everlasting kingdom does not exist in this world.
永远的国是在天国。
This everlasting kingdom is in heaven.
那丰丰富富的进天国，那这个丰富就是永远的。
And this abundance that we will come with is eternal.
这个叫做来世的富足。
And that is our future abundance.
只有信仰能够带给我们来世的富足。
And only faith will provide this kind of abundance.
在哥林多前书十五章在提到死人复活。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 15 talks about the dead rising.
它里面在讲，如果耶稣没有复活
，If Jesus Christ had not resurrected，
我们今天信耶稣就白信了。
Then we don't need to believe。
因为每一个宗教的教主死了都没有再起来。
Because every other founding father of a religion have all died and did not resurrect.
如果我们信的耶稣跟其他的教主一样死了就没有再起来，那你不一定要信耶稣啊，其他宗教也可以。
We wouldn't have to believe in Jesus Christ if he died and didn't resurrect. He'd be like any other religious founder.
也就是说，这个信仰没有办法给我们来世的盼望。
This faith would not give us a future hope.
好，那耶稣真的是带给我们。有盼望。
Jesus Christ gives us hope.
因为他从死里复活。
Because he lived after death.
如果耶稣可以从死里复活。
So if he can resurrect.
我们每一个人死了也会从死里复活。
Then we will also resurrect.
因为他是出熟的果子。
Because he is the ripe fruit.
他里面有神的生命。
He possesses the life of God.
所以我们为什么领受圣餐？
Why do we receive a holy communion?
领受圣餐就是要领受主的生命，末日可以复活。
We receive the holy communion to receive his life so that we can one day, at the end day, resurrect.
所以哥林多前书十五章在讲到复活最后的结论是什么？
So what is the conclusion of resurrection?
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
五十八节
，Verse 58. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
这个最后一节就是讲我们生活的态度要改变。
So this verse tells us how we need to change our lives.
为什么？
How?
因为我们有一个复活。
Because we will resurrect.
为什么这个跟我们生活态度有不一样？
So why do we have to change our attitude?
所以这里讲要坚固，不可以动摇，常常多做主工。
It says, be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord.
因为你们的劳苦在主里面不徒然。
Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
这句话另外一个意思就是，有我们在世界上的劳苦会变徒然。
In other words, the labor that we do in this world will go to waste eventually.
如果我们不是在主里面，
but if we are not in the Lord,
你在世界上怎么拼怎么拼，
no matter how hard you struggle in this world,
断气的那一个时刻，
once you breathe your last breath,
所有的过去都过去了，
everything is past.
它好像花凋谢了，
it is like a flower that fades.
它的原地也不再纪念它，
and no one will remember him.
走过的人也不再纪念他。
People will pass by and not remember.
他已经从历史被抹消了。
Because this person will disappear from history.
所以如果没有信仰，
If we do not have faith,
人就没有未来。
Then we have no future.
但今天我们有主耶稣。
But today we have Jesus Christ.
所以我们的侍奉，我们的劳苦都记在生命册上。
Our service and our labors are all recorded in the book of life.
将来要从神得到奖赏。
One day we will receive the reward from God.
所以保罗在提摩太后书在讲到他对人生。
In 2 Timothy, Paul talks about his life.
他回头看。
When he looks back,
美好的仗,
he has fought the good fight.
当跑路路,
I have run the good race.
所信的道,
I have upheld the truth.
哦, 他往前看,
he looks forward. It's very important.
我们大家都会面对人生的最后一个,
we will all reach the end point of life.
那很多人就回头过来看,
some people will turn back
我的一生充满着美好的记忆,
and think that I have beautiful memories.
所以结论,
so my life has not been in vain.
但是生命不是这样想的啦。
But that's not how you should look at life.
问题是当人达到人生最后一点往前看，你看到什么？
When we reach the end point of our life, we need to look forward. What do you see?
这个要决定我们的人生是不是有价值。
That's what we how we determine if our life was valuable.
那保罗往前看，看到什么？
What did Paul see when he looked ahead?
看到公义的冠冕。
He saw the righteous crown.
这个就是人的价值。
And that is the value of a man.
公义的冠冕在哪里？
Now where is this righteous crown?
在天国。
It's in heaven.
所以他充满着盼望。
So he is full of hope.
他要去领受神预备他公义的冠冕。
He is ready to receive the crown of righteousness.
斯蒂凡被人用石头打死。
When Stephen was being stoned.
如果我们用人的眼光来看，哇，这个太惨了，我主耶稣，我不敢服侍他。
Based on our human viewpoint, we would say that he's such pitiful, he shouldn't have served.
因为你去传福音，主耶稣没有保守你，还被人用石头打死。
You preach the gospel, God did not protect you, and you end up being stoned.
但是我们仔细看了。
But if we look closely,
斯蒂凡要死的时候发生什么事？
What happened when he was about to die?
他往天看。
He looked to the heavens.
天开了。
And the heavens opened.
耶稣站在神的右边等他回去。
Jesus Christ stood on the right hand side of God and waited for him.
所以非常清楚，现在结束，天上就开始。
So clearly, once his life here ends, his life in heaven begins.
他的面貌像天使。
And his likeness was like countenance was like an angel.
这个就是属灵的美。
And that is spiritual beauty.
这个就是在天上的美。
That is the beauty of heaven.
这个要存到永远。
And this will be everlasting.
所以什么叫在信上富足？
So what does it mean to be rich in faith?
就是我们活的一辈子，劳苦一辈子，我们在天国有天国的荣耀，天国的赏赐。
It means that we work and labor for in our during our lives so that we can receive the heavenly reward.
所以神要拣选贫穷人。
So Jesus Christ chooses those who are poor.
让他们在信上富足。
So that they can be rich in faith.
第一个。 充充满满有恩典有真理。
First, so that they can be filled with grace and truth.
第二个。 脱离从情欲来的败坏，跟神的性情有份。
And second, they can be separated from the corruption of their lust, and so they can have a part in God's likeness.
第三个,
third,
丰丰富富进天国。
So they can enter heaven in abundance.
这真的是太宝贵了。
And this is all very precious.
信仰值得我们持守。
Faith is worthy of our of being upheld.
信仰值得我们追求。
Faith is something worth pursuing. Because faith will provide abundance.
唱诗,
Let's sing him.
442首,
442.